everyone. This is Svelte Slutty, and I should probably apologize because it has been quite a while, and I'm very sorry, very apologetic, or maybe I'm not. Anyway, I thought I would make a recording because I'm alone, and I just felt like it, and I've been in a very big rut lately, and I'm just gonna tear myself out of it, because what's the point of ruts? And I thought, I'm feeling very cute tonight. I don't know why, but I'm just feeling very cute. I like what I see in the mirror, and I just feel very cute. So I'm going to masturbate. Because that's what I do. I've been asked this before. Like, people always, like, ask, like, what do you think about when you masturbate? And I think they're wanting some sort of elaborate answer, but I don't have one. Because I pretty much take, like, my own energy, and that makes me turned on. Like, when I'm loving my body, it makes my sessions more successful. Like, I don't think about any one person in particular usually, unless I'm with that person. When I'm solo, it's all me. I'm just taking energy from myself and channeling it into the orgasm for the greater good, right? So, just gonna adjust here. I've acquired some new things to my collection of things, some new songs to my repertoire, and the big thing is this Enjoy Pure Wand, and I have to apologize again because I did not film my first use, and I'm regretful because I always know how good those recordings are and how much people love those, but I always think there's a learning curve with some things, and with this, there definitely was a very big learning curve, which is ironic because this is curved, which is probably a cheesy joke, but hey, can't win them all. Anyway, I've been a long time, you know, connoisseur of squirting. I'd only ever done it once before I received this toy in the mail, and it was a fluke. It was just a random happenstance, wasn't even doing anything with my G-spot, nothing. So I'd been like long time thinking that I wasn't able to squirt. I was wrong, even though I haven't been able to do it since. And the last time I did, I did not have any towels underneath of me, and there was a very big, damp area on my bed. So today I have towels. Hopefully, maybe we can make me squirt. That would be probably good. Because it makes you just feel so powerful. Can't really explain it other than that. I just feel like the most exquisite being in the universe. I know that might be weird to say, but it makes you feel powerful when you are able to do that. So, I guess I should stop talking and make myself come a few times, maybe? I don't know. Okay, so, I'm just in my bed. It took me a while to relax because I was trying to find a suitable setup. And I have my little rig here. I was gonna record on my phone, but I thought, no, I'll do good quality this time. So I have my nice microphone and stretched it all the way to my bed. And so let's do this. Alright, I know I'm so sexy with my enthusiasm. Alright, I'm gonna start off using the small end, because that's a good warm-up. Very nice. A little bit of lube. Not too much. Well, it doesn't really matter, does it? Alright. And I just kind of run it down my slit. Did the air in Nyssen wet? If it isn't already. And I just sort of caress it. And this toy is kind of foolproof, like it goes right into place. And I can already feel it grazing very gently against my G-spot. And it's sort of like a heat-seeking missile for your G-spot. It finds it immediately. And the weight of the stainless steel is just divine. It just feels so lovely. I brought out a lot of different toys for this occasion. I have this beautiful, really cute pink Tantus cock, and it's really like gorgeous, and it makes me feel even cuter. And I have two vibrators at my disposal, and a nice silicone butt plug. I would go for the stainless steel, but I've tried from experience and it doesn't really work very well. It's sort of like metal scraping metal. Oh god. So, so funny. Feels unbelievable. Like, so fucking good. It's so, oh god, just the weight just feels so sublime inside of my sweet little pussy. This is just so nice. Hmm. So, this is already good news because I've already gushed a little bit. I'm not like a squirter, like, there's not that much projectile, but it's very nice. I'm gonna switch to the big end. Okay, put a little lube on that side. Okay. Hopefully, this will be just as good as I thought it would. Take breaks because it's a little overwhelming because the sensation is so much different from like a clitoral orgasm. It's so nice. Good when your legs are shaking and your thighs are slapping wet from lube and other materials that are secreted. In my little butt. My tight little ass. I think that'll make it really nice. Let's get that going. I have my little Tantus rider. Big fan of Tantus, especially for booty toys. Get some lube quite a lot. My hands are going numb because throw on is a workout for the hands. See if I can get this in my little ass. My hands are like dead right now. Oh, 1 second. Face away from you. This is the easier angle. Very professional. Okay. Oh, God. I'm I'm gonna switch to the smaller side again for a little while. I'm so awesome. Ugh. Oh, my pussy's just leaking juices out. Good for fucking guy. Nice little puddle underneath of me. God. And that whole time I never even touched my little clit. Let's see if we can make me squirt again. I love that. It's so nice. so fucking cute right now. With my little nightie on. My little pink lace nightie. And my dripping pussy. And my sopping wet thighs. My gorgeous stainless steel pure one between my legs. And my tight little booty filled up with silicone. Been real. I'm glad I could provide you with my second time squirting. Well, second session squirting, because multiple squirts. I hope you all have a lovely day. Good night.